Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God Are We There Yet, the podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar. Primos y primas, que lo que, another episode of the Dear God Are We There Yet, and today we're talking about the skill of doing nada. Nothing. You know, we always talk about in this podcast about dreams and hoping and life and social good and all these things that occupy space in our mind. And sometimes the art of this not doing anything can lead from the path of least resistance. And while some want to go through that path, there's another path. And that's absolutely saying to the universe that I'm just going to sit back, not do a thing. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm going to talk about this story real quick. And this is a true story. And, you know, in this instance, you might say, well, I would have definitely done something. But when we are, when we come face to face with these scenarios and these situations in our lives, sometimes we decide to do something else. And so I want to talk about the skill of doing nothing in our lives. And I hope you guys had un holiday chéverísimo. And I hope you did a lot and or nothing at all. But today I want to talk about doing nothing is a wonderful way to cultivate calmness. And when we are stressed, when we are angry, when we are desesperado, when we're nervioso, when we're nervous, we definitely don't tend to go to the calmness. I know for me, I can go 0 to 100 real quick because I'm very passionate. But at the same time, I believe in kindness and being fair to people. And I believe in, you know, I feel like we need, you know, we all need to have a voice or somebody needs to stand up for us or whatever the case may be. And so I always have something to say, but I wasn't always like that. And I'm still not always like that, so don't get it wrong. Sometimes I don't like confrontation, so I will keep my mouth closed and I won't say anything. And I literally do the skill of doing nothing. But is that always good? No. So in this scenario, when I'm talking about doing nothing is a wonderful way to recultivate calmness, is really to catch up. And again, this podcast, it's just me, tu prima favorita. I am not a psychologist, therapist, or none of that. And you're going to have to say that because I know you're going to come for me on my DMs or whatever. I'm not any of that. Just a girl next door who believes in social good and lots of these disinformation and sharing these stories of real people where they teach us something that has to do with social good or inspire us. And while it may sound paradoxical, doing nothing actually requires a fair bit of effort. And you know, it's like that self-control. For me, I love donuts. I know I can't be eating the donuts, but I love it. I know it's a bad, probably, example. But I know that it's hard to resist a yummy donut sometimes. Like, I have to tell myself, like, don't. And while we think it's easy, it's actually harder because our brain starts to have these conversations. So in our lives, and it could be at work, it could be in our homes with our family, our wives, our husbands, our children, our grandparents, our parents, whatever the case is, we want to react because that's where our brain is going. It's like, I know exactly what I'm going to say. I know. And our mind, it won't shut off automatically because that is our, how can I say? It's kind of like our trigger to automatically do it. But even some of us do create that calmness within, and we don't say certain things or we observe. And while that is good, what's still happening in our brain is that our brain is still talking. So, you know, sometimes people say, well, you know what? Just take 10 minutes today. That's it. Step away from your usual hooba 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 of your life. I call it hooba hooba hooba. And let yourself settle in doing nothing. Giving whatever energy and momentum is around you the space to run its course instead of engaging and give it more fuel. I know personally with the nonprofit, I feel like sometimes stepping back is the best thing to do. And sometimes just engaging with the energy in the space of, you know, what the universe wants. Think about it right now in your life, right now, throughout the day, or if you're listening to this podcast, like step away after this podcast, go outside, grab a crayon, a pen, and start doodling. Like just do nothing. Like go away in another world or start imagining something, or put yourself in a situation where you are maybe around people and you start to create these stories in your mind about, you know, who are they? Like, do nothing in the sense of this now. And I want to talk about, before I get into the story today, you know, by staying steady and letting everything run out of gas, like we say, a deer gotta be there, yet the book, you can start to notice that what remains once was dust has settled and you gotta rest with it. This young lady, her and her partner were trying to have a baby for like 10 years. And they got married, and they're like, she's like, I want to have a baby. They were on this road trip of life of trying to have a baby. And while the roadblocks were just hitting them back and forth, they from, you know, infertility to miscarriage to affordability of being able to afford a baby. If you don't know, same-sex marriages, or it's super hard to have a family. It's not as easy because of, you know, the resources or the support or the affordability or whatever the case may be. And it was till, and we'll call her Tara, for example, it was until Tara one day decided to go to the park. She was so stressed and she didn't know what to do. And she literally just got up, and her friend said, it was in an email right before she did this. She's like, you can't, I know you don't want to hear this, but you can't do anything right now. You're doing everything. So why don't you do nothing? And she's like, what the heck? But her and her friend, she said, when she was sharing her story, she says, my friend and I have a great relationship. We literally talk about everything. She shares all the information about her life, every detail that sometimes I have to say, that's too much information. So I know when she said this, I knew it came from a different place. I knew she was angry, upset, and had all these emotions. Even though I was the one trying to conceive, I knew that she have been on that journey with us the entire time. She even funded one of parts of our journey and did everything she could to fundraise for our journey, for our baby and our family. And she goes on to say that she didn't take it any type of way. You know, we have friends sometimes where we take things so serious, like they give us feedback or they give us something and we're like, oh, you hating, oh, you this and you that. And we're not like just shutting up and like, is there some truth to whatever they want to say? And so Tara said she just got up and she's like, you're right, I'm just going to freaking do nothing. She went to the park. She did exactly that. She just sat by a big old tree and she just started to do nothing. She just imagined the leaves, and the leaves had a family, and how this leaf loved this leaf. And she just started having like an imagination in her mind at the park under a tree. And she said that it just dawned to her that doing nothing is what she needed. And from that day on, she did nothing. She did nothing. If someone asked her a question or needed a response from an application or something, she responded because, of course, as naturally, like she said, it's respectful. But she did nothing extra. She didn't go on her late night binges of 6 to 10 hours. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Of research, girl, I know. Of research between her and her partner, just contacting people and contacting hospitals and trying to get on waiting lists. This is intense. I mean, right? She did nothing. And she realized that doing nothing every single day gave her a piece of clarity. It's like she was getting all these different signs in doing nothing. And it all started at the park with the leaves and the imagination and how all these leaves appeared. And it just brought her down another path of research and of researching herself and what she needed and what she wanted. And while I would love to give you guys a happy ending on this story, I want to say this. So Tara definitely, and I know I'm not skipping, but and I'm not giving the cliff notes either. I'm trying to lead up to it. But Tara, one day she said, you know what? Doing nothing is now something in my life, because I'm realizing that I was so consumed in trying to fix and do. And I knew that the universe was going to grant me a baby. I was going to be a mother, and I was already a mother. And so as these experiences, she led every single day, she had these different experiences when she was doing nothing. You know, she would go outside. She would go out her way and drive another route. She would take a longer break. She would go for ice cream on a random Wednesday. She would do all these things that she didn't do. And she was realizing that doing nothing led to her for something. And 2 years went by. Wow. Yeah. Wow. 2 years went by. 2 years. You guys listen to this? 2 years went by. And one day on her doing nothing's escapades, she encounters a man. Oh, wow. A man who he in his own right was doing nothing and didn't even notice he was doing nothing. He lost his wife a couple of years ago, an elderly man. And she began to have these conversations with him. And just speaking with him, and he came over for dinner, and they became really great friends within her partner and him. And he was talking about his late wife and where he worked in his life and his children. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful because she now met this amazing man. Little did she know, as she was speaking to him and she shared his story, she shared his story where he ended up revealing that he was actually on a board of a nonprofit who was helping women like her with research. And this wasn't really shortly after they spoke. In fact, she spoke about her journey, but not like she said. She says here, I spoke about my journey, not and within bits and pieces. I never really revealed what I was going through within the first occurrences of our conversations. It wasn't until months later and we were at dinner that I just spilled it all out. Anyways, he proceeded to talk about this research and connected me to the nonprofit. And a couple of weeks after that, the nonprofit contacted her. And they said they wanted to hear her story and they wanted her to share her story with other women and about doing nothing. The nonprofit said that they are going to do everything possible to support her and help her in every way, as long as she keeps sharing her story about doing nothing. And so I don't know the updates if she ended up having a baby, but I do know from this story that they were supporting her on that journey. So I would love to hope that she did end up bringing a bundle of joy home. You know, the art of nothing, or this doing nothing, or this lo que nosotros estamos pensando, you know, no haciendo algo. We don't always have to be doing something. It's really that your mind is what doesn't really need to be doing something, because your mind is what drives everything. And so I know last week was kind of crazy with Thanksgiving and the holidays are coming up, but feel free to just step away from the dinner table, step away from people, don't pick up the phone, do nothing on your day off, just disconnect from everyone, even your significant other if you have to, because sometimes that is the still of doing nothing, and that is letting everything just go, run out of gas. You'll start to notice what remains once the dust has settled, and the rest with it. Because remember, this life is our life, and we can control that. We control our mind and our thoughts and how we can react. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. It was didn't bore you, but I hope you start doing nothing more or more of nothing. Hasta la próxima. Nos vemos. Ciao. Wepa. Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our ruedas sociales, social media. Leave a podcast review and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities. And remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.